morning, everyone. Welcome to, let's see, this would be on the Wise of Jim on the campus of Drury University. It is the Pink and White Tournament. West Plains Lady Zizzlers getting ready to take on the Aurora Lady Hounds here in first round action. Lady Zizzlers coming in at 7-0. This is your OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show. The ball game this morning brought to you by, let's see, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, OMC Orthopedic Clinic, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, Toyota, part of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, J&J Recovery and Towing, Parkway Beauty Academy, all of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home, West Plains, and Harrison, Negri Plumbing, Anytime Fitness, the Zizzer Zone, West Plains Roofing, and Mayfield Auto Repair, all of West Plains. Your boosters for the ball game: Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones, Kevin Glickhorn of West Plains, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman, West Plains and Thayer, Brown Furniture and Appliance, Knockout Tanning Salon, Coon Construction, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, and Ozark Wars, all of West Plains. It's the Lady Zizzlers coming in ranked fifth in the state in Class 4 in the state of Missouri. They're 7-0 on the season, taking on the Aurora Lady Hounds. And we'll be back and talk some Lady Zizzler basketball in 3 minutes. You're listening to Lady Zizzler basketball, 100.9 The Train.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
How can you say that?
You hand wash it, you hand wax it, you listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
I'm one happy camper.
Shelter Insurance has great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. Ask your agent about Shelter's auto insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be parties for hosting, but the toilets are boasting and there's water standing to hear. And a house full of people that are not of good cheer. But now I am humming, cause Negri Plumbing took all of my problems away. Well, my plumbing problems anyway. Call Negri Plumbing, 417-256-0362. That's 256-0362. Singing lessons not included.
Have you seen the battery-powered steel tools at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply? They're a great Christmas present, and right now you can get the gift of more power. Buy any qualifying AK or AP battery set, which includes tool, battery, and charger, and get a second matching battery one half off. Chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, hedge trimmers, even battery-operated lawnmowers. Battery-powered, made by steel. Get yours at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Knee to toe, stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even Thayer and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Wiser Gym, Lady Zizzers, and it is the OMC Orthopedic Clinic West Plains pregame show. Let's round out the, it's the pink division, the pink and white tournament. The number one seed in the tournament is Fort Smith Northside. Number 2 seed is the West Plains Lady Scissors. Number 3 seed is Nixa. Number 4 is Kickapoo. Number 5 is Blue Eye. Number 6 is Clever. Number 7, I believe, is, hold on a second, let me find them here. Number 7 would happen to be Willard. And the number 8 seed in the tournament would be Carthage. Now, in the first game this morning, Willard defeated the Catholic 62-50. So Willard will play the winner of the West Plains Aurora game at 9:30 in the morning at the O'Reilly Event Center next door. And Catholic will play the loser of the West Plains Aurora ball game here at 9:30 tomorrow morning right here at Weiser Gym. Lady Zizzers expected to start the original starting five: Mackenzie Brunson, Allie Hozapple, Bree Harlan, Ashton Judd, and Cass Cunningham. Lady Zizzers coming off that win, I believe, last Thursday night when they defeated the Ozark Lady Tigers at Ozark, and they beat them 49-45 in a thriller. And it was Allie Hozapple and Mackenzie Brunson who was the offense for the Lady Zizzers. Brunson had 14, and Allie Hozapple had 13 for the Lady Zizzers. Like we said, they are 7-0. On the season, they are currently ranked number 5 in the state of Missouri in Class 4, and they're looking for their 8th win here this morning. And the Aurora Hound Dogs, Lady Hounds, folks, this is a repeat of last year's first-round action when Aurora and West Plains tangled here in the Pink Division of the Pink and White Tournament. First-round action, Lady Zizzers won it rather handily. And as a matter of fact, I believe it was a turbo clock in that ball game for the Lady Zizzers. So we'll see what happens here today. All right, we'll take another break here on the ONC Orthopedic Clinic West Plains pregame show. And we'll come back in about 3 minutes. We'll have your starting lineups. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly into the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
On colder days, your car requires more power to start, especially with the all-new electronics in today's vehicles. And if you have a weak battery, it could leave you stranded. Get ahead of the game and have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Have your tire pressure checked, too, because they will lose pressure with falling temperatures. Speaking of tires, right now get rebates up to $150 on select sets of tires at Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
The Ozarks winter weather is unpredictable. That's why Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment works hard to make sure their patients are prepared when freezing rain, sleet, and snow cause electrical power outages. Home's entire staff is trained to become a disaster response team when the need arises. Every aspect of coordinating patient information and ensuring timely deliveries is carefully planned and executed. For those on oxygen, now is the time to double-check your oxygen backup systems. See the professionals at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment or visit them online at homemedicalwp.com.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
y'all ready for this?
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Wires of Jim as we get ready to have the... get ready for the starting lineups here between the Lady Zizzers and the Lady Hounds of Aurora. And right now, looks like since they didn't put their starting lineups, didn't make them available for us, Coach DJ Gusher of Aurora. So we're trying to get those numbers for you right now here before we get going. And now I believe we'll have Aurora Lady Hounds will be first.
She's a 5'1 senior, number 11, Courtney Sirachi.
Sirachi.
She's a 5'8 senior, number 12, Chloe Ryan.
Chloe Ryan, number 12. And Elizabeth Harden. And Brooke Shue. And Ellie Creasy will be the last starter for the West Plains Lady Zizzers and Coach Scott Womack. Here comes Mackenzie Brunson, the junior. Senior Allie Hozapwell. Senior Bree Harlan. Sophomore Ashton Judd, 5'10". She can shoot from the outside and the inside. 5'9", senior Cass Cunningham for the Lady Zizzers, who are 7-0, ranked number 5 in the Class 4 in the state of Missouri. Coach Scott Womack is the head coach, and Cass Johnson is the assistant coach for the Lady Zizzers. And get ready to see here. And looks like jumping center is going to be Ryan for Aurora. Allie Hozap will be jumping for the Lady Zizzers. And we are ready to go here, folks. Hope you enjoyed the ONC Orthopedic Clinic West Plains pregame show. And Aurora is going to control the tip. And they'll get the ball up the floor. And we're going to have a foul right off the bat. And that one's going to be called on Ashton Judd. That's her first team foul. And Aurora will throw the ball in. It'll be Jurassic. And she'll throw it in under the basket. Lady Zizzers in a zone to start off with. And the first shot is good by Ryan. And Aurora jumps out to a 2-0 lead. Bree Harlan across the timeline. Looks like a soft... Looks like a soft man-to-man for Aurora. Cunningham on the left wing. She'll drive, kicks it down to Allie Hozapwell. Back up top, it'll be Cunningham, and she'll score the basket for two. All tied up, 2-2, just underway. Ladies, this is with that 2-1-2 zone press. And Dressick gets it across the timeline. Basketball up top, and shot is no good that time. By Harden, and here comes Cass Cunningham with the rebound, brings it up to the right side. She'll go up top to Bree Harlan. Harlan goes right side to Judd now on the wing. Judd looking. She'll dribble to the free throw line. She'll spin down the lane. Shot up and good. Ashton Judd. Her first basket, 4-2. Lady Zizzers with the lead. It'll be Shue with the basketball. Gives it back up to Harden. Across the way they go to Drosick. Up the floor, that'll be Creasy. Creasy now on the left wing, and loose basketball picked up by Bree Harlan. And here come the Lady Zizzers. Bree Harlan will bring it up the floor. Across the timeline, 6.5 minutes to go first quarter. Lady Zizzers up 4-2 here. Bree Harlan comes left side. That'll be Judd. She'll fire the three from the wing. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Aurora. Ryan with it. And up the floor will be Jurassic. Left up top now. They'll bring it for the long three. No good. Is Creasy. And Hoseapple with the rebound. We've got a foul on Aurora. See who they call that one on. And I believe they're going to get Jurassic. Jurassic. That's her first team foul on Aurora. And now here comes some 2-2-1 zone pressure from Aurora. Brunson with it. She'll get across the timeline to Allie Hoseapple on the right wing. Bree Harlan now down the right baseline. That'll be Cass Cunningham looking inside. It is Judd back out to Cunningham. Cass Cunningham trying to drive. Kicks it out to Hoseapple. She'll get the free throw line. Kicks it out. And Brunson from the left wing. It's good. 4-3. Brunson's got her first points of the ball game. It's a 7-2 Lady Zizzer lead. 5.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And Juracic brings it up. Down on the baseline. Shot up and good that time by Shu. Her first basket. And it's a 3-point Lady Zizzer lead. Bree Harlan will bring it up the floor. She'll set the offense. Judd on the left wing. Judd with it, looking inside. Nothing there. She'll get to the free throw line, kicks it out to Harlan down in the right corner. Bree Harlan on the right wing comes to the free throw line. We've got a hand check foul on Aurora. That one's going to get called, I believe, on Shu. So Shu with their first foul, second team foul, or I'm sorry, yep, second team foul. Allie Hoseapple with the basket inside on the out-of-bounds play. And the Lady Zizzers lead it 9-4, just under 5 minutes. Loose basketball going to go out-of-bounds. It'll belong to Aurora. Right at the scorer's table, Jurassic will throw it in. Gives it up to Harden. Harden will set the offense, and she's going to lose out-of-bounds off the hands of off of shoot, and into the ball game now comes Martinez comes in for Aurora. Bree Harlan will walk it up the floor across the timeline for the Lady Zizzers. Now she'll come left side, kicks it out. Brunson from the left wing. She's going to get fouled. Brunson's going to the free throw line to shoot three, I believe. And the foul going to go against Harden. That's her first, third team foul on Aurora. And Mackenzie Brunson to the free throw line to shoot three. And the first one is no good. Left it short off the front of the rim. Here comes the second free throw. And she gets the second one to fall. Brunson's got four in the ball game. It's a 10-4, Lady Zizzer lead. Here comes the third free throw. And it's in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Ryan. And up the floor comes Harden with the basketball. Now they'll go down on the block. And Cass Cunningham's going to get the foul for just standing there with her arms straight up. And Cunningham, that's her first foul of the ball game. Second team foul. And throwing it in under the basket will be Creasy for Aurora. And she'll get it in to Harden. Around the horn they go, knocked away by Judd. And now Brunson, she's going to save it, but it's going to go out of bounds. And it's going to be West Plains. No, they're going to give it to Aurora. They mentioned West Plains, but they're going to give it to Aurora. Top of the key, three-pointer is good out there. From Ryan, she's got five in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead is three. Bree Harlan goes to the right side this time. Hoseapple down the baseline. She'll drive underneath and good on the layup. Allie Hoseapple with four. Lady Zizzer lead is five. 3:53. And Cass Cunningham's going to pick up another foul. And Drew Harris is getting ready to come into the ball game as Cunningham will pick up her second. Drew Harris will come in, and Cass Cunningham will set down. And Aurora with the basketball. Driving down the lane, shot up is no good that time. Hoseapple with the rebound. Brunson with it. she'll bring it the other way. McKenzie across the timeline. Brunson in the lane. Free throw lane goes to Bree Harlan. Right side, up top. Judge's going to fire the three. It's no good. And Bree Harlan runs down the loose basketball. Brunson with it on the left wing. Up top, Bree Harlan. Drew Harris on the left wing. Down underneath, Hosample back to Judd. Judd, inside pull-up jumper is no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it back up, no good. And the rebound comes down, and Brunson had it tied up there, but no jump ball. Here comes Aurora the other way. Martinez with it. And she'll give it up to Ryan. Left side long three is no good. And Judd's going to battle on the floor with it. Got a jump ball. West Plains to get the basketball on the tie-up. And Kaylee Dixon's going to come in. Ashton Judd will have a seat for the Lady Zizzers. And Sandoval comes in for Aurora. Sandoval, she's a 6'1 junior. Bree Harlan with the basketball. Brunson brings it across the timeline. Three on three underneath Allie Hosapple, and it's good. Hosapple with six to lead the Lady Zizzers so far. It's a 7-point lead with 2:42 to go here first quarter. Martinez up the floor. It's a 2-on-1. Bree Harlan back, shot up, and it is good that time by Creasy, her first points of the ball game. Bree Harlan will bring it up the floor across the timeline. And she'll go right side, gives it to Harris on the wing. Down in the corner is Brunson on the right side. Up top to Dixon. Dixon runs down loose ball, gets it back to Brunson. Harris now on the right wing. Up top, Bree Harlan. Bree Harlan back to Drew. Now it's Dixon. Dixon up top. She gets it back to Bree Harlan up top. 2 minutes to go first quarter. Dixon on the baseline, no good. Rebound comes to Aurora. And pushing it up the floor is Harden, and she'll take it in. No basket. Out of bounds, it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Shue comes back into the ball game. Creasy will come out for Aurora. Brunson will throw it in. Gives it to Bree Harlan. Up to Dixon. Dixon with it. She gets it across the timeline. Hosapple down to Drew Harris underneath. Harris shot up. It's good, and she's fouled. Drew Harris going to the free throw line to shoot one. Juracic. That'll be her second 14 foul on Aurora. Drew Harris to shoot the one free throw, and it is good. Drew Harris with three in a ball game. Lady Zizzer lead 17-9, minute 35 to go first quarter. It'll be Martinez with the basketball, gets it over to Harden. Up the floor, and Bree Harlan. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Sandoval. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Aurora wants a timeout. 1:24 to go first quarter, 17-9. Lady Zizzers with the lead, and we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm the coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Wiser Gym on the campus of Drury University in Springfield. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. Minute 24 to go first quarter. Lady Zizzers lead at 17-9 over Aurora. It's first round action of the Pink Division of the Pink and White Tournament. Bree Harlan across the timeline. She'll come left, kicks it out. Kaylee Dixon on the baseline. Jumper is no good. Left it short. Here comes the ball the other way with Juracic. She'll give it up to Martinez up top. Martinez back to Harden. Now they go, and now we've got offensive foul on Aurora. Moving screen. Sandoval is going to pick up the foul, her first. Dixon's going to come out, and Ashton Judd comes back in. 1 minute to go, first quarter. All right, here we go. Bree Harlan with the basketball across the timeline. Left side, that's Hoseapple on the wing. Up top, that'll be Judd. Judd down the lane and missed the layup. Aurora with the rebound. Up the floor they come. Creasy with it. And she'll give it down the left corner. That's Jurachik. Long three is no good. And jump ball is going to be called. Aurora will get the basketball under the under their basket. And let's see. Throwing it in will be Creasy for the Lady Hounds. And she'll give it to Harden. Up top, that'll be Ryan. Now they go in at the post, and Harden spins and scores. So Harden with her first basket. Lady Zizzer lead is 6 with 17 seconds to go, first quarter. Bree Harlan. Lady Zizzer's going for the last shot here. Drew Harris down in the right corner. It'll be Hoseapple. Back to Harlan. Down to 5 seconds now. 3 seconds, Bree Harlan. She's going to pull up for the jumper. It is no good. At the end of one, 17-11, Lady Zizzer's with the lead, and we are back in 60 seconds. You're listening, Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Well, I love a lady.
Rainy nights are nice, but not if your roof is leaking at your business. Hi, this is Shelley Johnson with West Plains Roofing. We are the industry leader for all roof types. We're certified in Duralast prefabricated roof systems that are great for even the peskiest flat roofs. And we are the area's only certified Carlisle rubber roof applicator, the number one roof manufacturer in the U.S. West Plains Roofing, keeping the Ozarks covered for three generations, and we are proud to support Zizzer Girls Basketball.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor's recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the Wiser Gym on the campus of Drew University. First round action, Pink Division of the Pink and White Tournament. And we get ready to start the second quarter play. Lady Zizzers will have the basketball. They lead it 17-11 over the Aurora Lady Hounds. And Lady Zizzers will have Brunson, Harlan, Harris, Hoseapple, and Judd on the floor. Harlan with the basketball. Right side to Brunson on the wing. And inside, Allie Hoseapple. She'll spin underneath. And they said she traveled with the basketball. Aurora gets it now. Lady Zizzers with a 2-1-2 zone press now. And up the floor, Judd almost with a steal. Aurora gives it up. A long basket, or missed the shot. And Judd finally runs it down, steals it. She'll go the other way for the layup. She gets fouled, no call. And Aurora with the basketball. They'll bring it up the floor. Harden with it. Gives it up to Jurachik. Up top, that'll be Creasy. Down in the left corner, Harden with a shot. It's good. And the Lady Zizzer lead is 4. Bree Harlan with the basketball. Left side, that'll be Judd. Brunson down on the left wing, left baseline. She'll drive, shot up and good. Mackenzie Brunson's got 6 in the ball game. And so does Allie Hoseapple. Cass Cunningham getting ready to check back in for the Lady Zizzers. Next dead ball. Right side, it'll be on the wing. That would be Ryan. And Bree Harlan steals the basketball. She's headed the other way all by herself for the layup and missed it. Drew Harris missed the shot. Brunson with the rebound, and she's going to get fouled. Mackenzie Brunson is going to go to the free throw line, I believe, to shoot 2. And Harden picks up the foul, her second, and that is the sixth team foul. And we've got a timeout. 6:30 to go, second quarter. Lady Zizzers lead at 19-13, and we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening, Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related.
Mom, Dad,
we just dropped by to pick up your
rent check.
I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
What if I just move back into my old room?
Oh, you mean Dad's new man cave?
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back. And Lady Zizzers will inbound it. Cass Cunningham gives it to Hose Apple up top to Brunson inside. Cunningham missed the shot, gets the rebound, and she's going to get fouled. Cass Cunningham will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul is going against Martinez, I believe. That's her first 17 foul, so Lady Zizzers get to shoot free throws for the rest of the first half here. First free throw for Cunningham is no good. And Cass is not having a very good first half. Sandoval comes out, and into the ball game would be Ryan for Aurora. Second free throw for Cunningham is good. Cass Cunningham with three in the ball game now. Lady Zizzer lead is 7. Harden up the floor and gives it back to Martinez, and Bree Harlan's going to get the foul. Trying to steal the basketball, her first 14 foul. And so it'll be Aurora right in front of the Zizzers, Lady Zizzer bench. And let's see, they'll go up top and around the horn. It'll be Harden, gives it back up to Drochik, and it's stolen away by Cass Cunningham. Brunson with the basketball, she'll bring it up the floor. Pushing the ball a little bit. Up top, left side, Hose Apple on the wing. Judd up top. Now Cunningham on the left wing. She's thinking about the three, decides not to. She'll try to drive, kicks it out. Bree Harlan will shoot the three from the right wing, no good. Allie Hose Apple runs down the loose basketball. Up top to Cunningham. Inside is Judd. Judd almost lost the ball, puts it up off the backboard, no good. And the rebound comes down to Aurora. Ashton Judd usually making those shots on the inside, and she's missing them today. Harden throws it up. Martinez saves it. Back to Harden. She'll drive inside. Shot up, and now they got a blocking foul. I think that's going to be on Allie Hoseapple. That's going to be the 15 foul on Lady Zizzers. And it is. Allie Hoseapple picks up her first. And called a blocking foul. And they're going to let Harden go to the free throw line to shoot two on that one. First one is up and no good. 7-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Sandoval comes in. And she comes back in for Aurora. Second free throw from Harden is no good. And Brunson with the rebound. She'll push it up the floor. Zizzers have a 4-on-2. Bree Harlan underneath and scores. Bree Harlan's got her first points of the ball game. It's a 9-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Biggest lead of the ball game for the Lady Zizzers right now. Martinez to Harden. Harden pushes away. Bree Harlan almost stole it. From the right wing, it's no good. Judd has it knocked out of bounds, and it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. And I can tell you right now, they're not calling all the fouls in the ball game. Of course, they didn't in the first game either. It's the pink and white tournament. In the holiday tournaments here in Springfield, they usually don't call a lot of fouls, folks. Ashton Judd on the left wing. She'll drive to the free throw line. Bree Harlan will shoot the three from the right wing. No good. Allie Hoseapple with the rebound. She'll bring it up top. Judd with it. Brunson on the right wing now. Brunson trying to drive inside. She's going to get fouled. She's going the free throw line to shoot two. That'll be the 18 foul. And that one is going to go. Shoe's second foul. 4:33 to go here in the second quarter. Lady Zizzers up by 9 and still up by 9 as Brunson, it rattled around and came out. And second free throw for Mackenzie Brunson coming up here. It's up and it's good. Brunson now with 7. Lady Zizzer leads the biggest it's been this morning at 10. Out of bounds, it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Aurora threw it out. So Cunningham will inbound on the side here by the scores table. Gets it to Bree Harlan up top. They'll set the offense. Left side to Brunson. Brunson looking. Now it's Judd. She'll shoot the jumper from the wing. No good. Sandoval with a rebound. And I believe Dixon, well, Holzapfel steals the basketball. Gets it back to Cunningham, over to Bree Harlan. She'll drive in and score on the layup. And timeout called. 4:08 to go here in the first half. And Lady Zizzers lead at 25-13 back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer basketball, 100.9 The Train.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Weiser Gym. Aurora with the basketball. Lady Zizzers with their biggest lead of the game at 12. And Sandoval with it. And now she finally gets it across, and Lady Zizzers steal it. Allie Holzapfel will bring it up the floor. She'll pull it out, gives it up to Cunningham. Now they'll go down to Kaylee Dixon. Dixon trying to drive off her foot out of bounds. Dixon and Judd not having a very good ball game here so far. Judd's on the bench right now, getting a break. And it'll be Aurora basketball. Creasy up the floor, gives it to Harden. Harden, Brunson gets back, shot up, and it's good that time by Harden. Harden now with 6 for Aurora. It's a 10-point lead, 3.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Brunson will bring it up. Holzapfel on the right wing, inside, cast Cunningham down low, shot up and good. Cunningham with a good low post there, and she sealed it off, turns and puts it off the glass and in. 3:10, and double dribble that time by Aurora. And so the Aurora fans didn't like the call, but you just can't dribble with both hands. You have to use one or the other. And so Lady Zizzers with the basketball. Bree Harlan up top. She'll give it to Holzapfel on the right wing. Allie Holzapfel looking to drive, kicks it out. Brunson will shoot the jumper. It is no good. And rebound comes down to Aurora. Harden will bring it up the floor, and she'll give it up to Creasy. Creasy up top. And over to Drochik, down Harden on the baseline. Shot up is no good, and the ball goes out up top. It's picked up by Aurora. Ryan with it. Harden's going to shoot it from the wing. It's no good. Cunningham with the rebound. Gives it up to Brunson. 2.5 minutes to go first half. Lady Zizzers with a 12-point lead, their biggest lead of the ball game. Brunson up top, and now she'll give it to Bree Harlan, left wing. Bree Harlan at the free throw line. She'll try to drive, shot up and good. She was fouled, but no call. Bree Harlan's got 6 all in this quarter. Lady Zizzers up by 14. Petta Collins getting ready to check in for the Lady Zizzers, along with Drew Harris and Ashton Judd. Next dead ball. And on the right wing, Ryan. Back up top, around the horn they go. Creasy now at the free throw line. And the shot from the wing is no good. Bree Harlan with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. Minute 50 to go here in the first half. Lady Zizzers up 29-15. Winner plays at 9:30 tomorrow at the O'Reilly Event Center. The loser plays at 9:30 tomorrow right here at Weiser Gym. Cunningham misses the long three. Allie Holzapfel with the rebound. Up top, it's Bree Harlan. And they try to go back door. Cunningham, and it's good. Cass Cunningham. It's now a 16-point lead. Minute 20 to go here in the first half. Harden with it. Gets it over to Drocic. It's stolen away by Cass Cunningham. Up the floor, it's Brunson. Hoseapple underneath, shot up, and Allie Hoseapple scores. She's got 8, and Aurora wants a timeout. 106 to go, first half, 33-15. Lady Zizzers with the lead, and we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening, Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Colder weather is here, and Negri Plumbing wants to remind you to remove your garden hoses for your outdoor faucets to prevent your pipes from freezing and bursting. Nobody wants that to happen, but when plumbing problems occur, call the service experts at Negri Plumbing. From leaky pipes to sewer problems, people have trusted Negri Plumbing for over 40 years now. They also install water heaters, garbage disposals, and gas appliances. Negri Plumbing, 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Hi, this is Mark from Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. It's time to move out the 2019s and get ready for the new year. We have unbelievable year-end specials with finance options for every budget on Massey Ferguson, Mahindra, and LS tractors. And come check out our new selection of Delta trailers.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Wiser Gym. Lady Zizzers opened up their biggest lead of the ball game, 33-15, with a minute 6 to go here in the first half. End of the ball game. It'll be Dixon, Petticollins, Ashton Judd, Drew Harris, and it'll be Mackenzie Brunson. And Aurora with the basketball, Harden with it, gives it up to Drocic, back to Harden, and they finally get it across the timeline. Shoe with it down in the corner. They'll go up top to Harden, left side, down in the corner. Martinez off her hands out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer ball with 48 seconds to go here in the first half. Stay tuned. The Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show coming up here in about 47 seconds. Brunson will bring it up the floor for the Lady Zizzers. Cross the timeline. Right side to Judd on the wing. Up top to Harris. Dixon now on the left wing. Loose basketball. Dixon runs it down. Gets it over to Petticollins on the right wing. It's Brunson now back up top. Judd, top of the key. She'll shoot the long three, and it's good. Ashton Judd, hopefully that's an OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer. Maybe that'll get her going. 21 points. Lead, 15 seconds to go. Aurora. Got to get it across the timeline. Harden finally does. They try to go inside. Loose basketball. It's going Lady Zizzer way with 7 seconds to go in the half. So Collins will throw it in for the Lady Zizzers. And she'll get it up to Brunson. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Brunson with it. She'll come down the lane. Pull-up jumper is no good. Rebound underneath, and Judd couldn't get it to go. At the half, Lady Zizzers lead it 36-15 over the Aurora Lady Hounds. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back in 60 seconds with your Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. You're listening, Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256-9452. Go Zizzers!
Feet to toe, stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Wiser Jim. Lady Zizzers lead at 36-15 here at the half over the Aurora Lady Hounds. It is the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. Lady Zizzers led at 17-11 after the first quarter of play, but they outscored Aurora 19-4 in the second quarter. And Lady Zizzers lead it here 36-15. The winner, or I should say for the Lady Zizzers, Brunson has 7 points in the first half. Hose Apple with 8, 6 for Harlan. Five for Judd. Cunningham has 7, and 3 for Drew Harris. And for Aurora, Harden with 6, 2 for Shue, 5 for Ryan, and 2 for Creasy. Nobody's in foul trouble here in the ballgame in the first half. Lady Zizzers lead at 36-15, and as it goes right now, they'll play tomorrow morning 9:30. Against Willard over at the O'Reilly Event Center on the campus of Drury University. We'll come back with your second half in just a little bit. It's the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. Lady Zizzers lead at 36-15, and we'll come back talk more Lady Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
The school sports season is upon us, and Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season. But sometimes the unexpected occurs. The three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries to get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. See Knox Orthopedics at 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
If you're like most people, you're busier than ever this time of year and may find yourself putting off vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service reminds you that it's important to remember that routine auto care means big savings by improving fuel economy, extending your vehicle's life, and reducing the chance of a costly repair. And if you're in need of tires, Don's has rebates up to $150 on select tire sets. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
The Ozarks winter weather is unpredictable. That's why Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment works hard to make sure their patients are prepared when freezing rain, sleet, and snow cause electrical power outages. Home's entire staff is trained to become a disaster response team when the need arises. Every aspect of coordinating patient information and ensuring timely deliveries is carefully planned and executed. For those on oxygen, now is the time to double-check your oxygen backup systems. See the professionals at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment or visit them online at homemedicalwp.com.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
Let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm the coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Are raindrops falling on your head? Well, that's not good if you're indoors. Hi, this is Shelley Johnson with West Plains Roofing. We are the industry leader for all roof types. We are fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and our full residential crew guarantees quality work done in a timely, professional manner at a fair price. West Plains Roofing, we've been keeping the Ozarks covered for three generations, and we are proud to support Zizzer Girls Basketball. Go Zizzers!
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job, constantly defending against monsters in a closet and grass so tall it swallows small children. But who's there for them if you're not? Your local shelter insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the Wiser Gym on the campus of Drew University. Lady Zizzers lead at 36-15 here at the half. It is the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. I want to thank our sponsors for the ball game today. We've got West Plains Roofing, also Mayfield Auto Repair, the Zizzer Zone, Patty Ingalls, Anytime Fitness, Negri Plumbing, all of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home, West Plains, and Harrison, Parkway Beauty Academy, J&J Recovery and Towing, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, Toyota, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, OMC Orthopedic Clinic, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, and Don's Auto Service, all of West Plains, and Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Our boosters for the game today, Ozark Awards, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Coon Construction, Knockout Tanning Salon, Brown Furniture Appliance, all of West Plains, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman, West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn of West Plains, and Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer. Lady Zizzers with the lead, 36-15. Earlier, Willard defeated Catholic, 62-50. So the Lady Zizzers, if they continue here and will win this ball game, if they do, they will play Willard tomorrow morning, 9:30, over at the O'Reilly Event Center. And the loser of this ball game, which would be Aurora, if things keep going the way they're going, Aurora would take on Catholic at 9:30 tomorrow morning right here at Wiser Gym. West Plains Zizzer Boys will be playing tonight. I believe they play Ozark tonight. And that game is at 6:30 at JQH Arena. We will try to bring that game to you tonight. We may have to join it in progress, but we'll try to get that one for you. Hope you enjoyed the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. Lady Zizzers with a 36-15 lead over the Aurora Lady Hounds. Lady Zizzers number 5 in Class 4 in the state of Missouri in the latest state rankings. Lady Zizzers are 7-0 on the season, and they have not played a very good game here in the first half. A little bit sluggish. Maybe the holiday kind of got them a little sluggish. Maybe it's the 9:30 start time. I don't know, but they better be used to it because win or lose, they'll play at 9:30 tomorrow morning. All right. It'll be the Lady Zizzers, Cunningham, Hoseapple, Harlan, Brunson, and Judd. Start the second half. Aurora waiting on them to come out, and there they are. And Aurora will get the basketball to start the third quarter of play. And it will be Jurachik gives it to Martinez. She'll give it to Ryan. Now it's Martinez down the right corner. Down on the baseline, they'll kick it back out. And the three-pointer is no good by Aurora. Brunson with the rebound. Here come the Lady Zizzers running it up the floor. Brunson gives it to Cunningham on the left wing. Inside to Bree Harlan. Gives it up to Ashton Judd underneath. Judd, she's going to get fouled. She's going to the free throw line to shoot two. And I believe Shue. That's the third foul on Shue in the ball game. Ashton Judd shooting two for the Lady Zizzers. She makes the first one. Ashton now with 6 points in the ball game. Second free throw is good as well. Lady Zizzers lead it 38-15. Aurora with the basketball. That's Harden. Gives it up to Ryan. Back up top now. It's Martinez on the left wing. Gives it back up top to Jurachik. And they'll go up. Stolen away by Bree Harlan. Here comes Harlan with the layup. Missed it, but Allie Hoseapple's there to put it back in. Hoseapple with 10 points in the ball game to lead the Lady Zizzers. It's a 40-15. Lady Zizzers lead 7 minutes to go third quarter. On the right wing, B. Ryan. Martinez back to Ryan up top. They'll bring it around the horn now. That is, I believe that's Shu with the basketball. Now gives it back to Jurachik. Martinez now, she'll dribble up top. Now going down into the right corner is Shu. And Martinez has a shot blocked by Judd. Cunningham runs down the loose basketball, gives it to Bree Harlan. They'll bring it up and set the offense for Lady Scissors. Cunningham on the right wing, looking inside, nothing there. Cross court to Brunson on the left wing. Bree Harlan now on the right wing. And now they go down the corner to Cunningham. She'll go inside. Hoseapple is going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Scissor ball underneath the basket. Coach Womack giving some instructions to Hoseapple. Cunningham will throw it in now. And she'll give it up to Judd. Judd scores on the inside. Judd's got 9 in the ball game now. Lady Zizzers lead it by 27. Aurora Martinez driving the baseline, blocked by Hoseapple. Ashton Judd with the basketball, 2-on-1, Hoseapple and Judd. Hoseapple, and she scores the layup. Allie Hoseapple leading the way for the Lady Zizzers with 12 right now. And it is a 29-point lead. Remember, in the fourth quarter, if it's 30 or more points, they'll do the turbo clock, which means it will not stop. Lady Zizzers knock it out of bounds. Aurora will get it under the basket. Aurora calls a timeout. 5:31 to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers lead at 44-15. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzers Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
The team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256. 9452. Go Zizzers.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Wiser Gym in Springfield. Aurora with the basketball. And it's knocked away by Judd. It'll be Lady Hounds basketball. And it'll be Jurachik to throw it in for Aurora. Up top is Harden now. She'll go right side. That'll be Creasy with the basketball up top to, number 15 into the ball game now for Aurora. That'll be Birch. Ashton Judd just picked up her second foul of the ball game. First team foul for the Lady Zizzers in the second half. Harden up top of the basketball for Aurora. She'll go right side, now back up top. And that'll be Jurachik. And Creasy's going to shoot the three from the baseline. No good. Brunson with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. And Brunson brings it up the floor, gives it to Judge. She'll go inside, shot up, no good. Switch to the left hand on the shot, missed it, but Ashton Judd's going the free throw line to shoot two. Sandoval. That's Sandoval's second for Aurora, second team foul, second half. Judd to the free throw line to shoot two. First one's good. And Ashton Judd now with 10 points in the ball game, I believe. Makes the second one. Judd had 2 points in the first quarter. She hit a three in the second quarter to have five at the half. And now she's got six here in the third quarter alone. Aurora with the basketball, almost stolen away by Bree Harlan. It's going to be over the head of Harden out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Cass Cunningham to throw it in from the side. It's a 31-point lead right now for the Lady Zizzers with 4:37 to go in the third quarter. Bree Harlan across the timeline, right side. That'll be Judd with the basketball. Looking inside. Now she'll give it up to Bree Harlan on the left wing. Judd on the inside. And they try to get it back door to Brunson, but it's stolen away by Harden. Here comes Aurora. Harden has it knocked away by Bree Harlan out of bounds. It'll be Aurora basketball. And Aurora is going to send in three new players. Martinez, also Shu, and I believe, let's see. Yep, number 12 into the ballgame. Ryan into the ballgame for Aurora. She has the basketball on the wing. Ashton Judd has it after it was knocked away by Allie Hosapple. Judd, and she's going to get the layup. Ashton Judd. And it's been the Ashton Judd show here in the third quarter for the Lady Zizzers. They've opened up a 48-15 lead with 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Martinez up top for Aurora. Kicks it out. Up top, Creasy. They'll go left side. Ryan will shoot. Missed the shot. Cunningham with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers, and they'll bring it up the floor. Cunningham going to the basket. She'll stop, miss the shot, goes out of bounds. It'll be Aurora basketball. Cunningham was looking for Hosapple, but Hosapple was covered, cutting down the lane. So Cunningham took the shot herself, and then it went out of bounds. Almost a travel right there by Shu. Creasy, three-pointer no good. Martinez with the rebound for Aurora back up top. Now they'll go around Creasy from the right wing for threes. No good. Judd with the rebound. Gets it out to Brunson. Here come the Lady Zizzers. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Back to Judd. Now they'll give it up to Hosapple. Hosapple kicks it out. Bree Harlan right wing. Three-pointer is good. OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer for Bree Harlan. It's a 51-15 lead for the Lady Zizzers, 2:45 to go, third quarter. Shu with the basketball, and it's stolen away. Brunson knocks it away. Hosapple picks it up, gets it back to Brunson. Here come the Lady Zizzers the other direction. Brunson with it, goes inside Judd, kicks it out to Bree Harlan, back to Judd. Judd's going to shoot three. It is good. OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer for Ashton Judd. And it's 54-15, and long three is no good. Cunningham with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. And Dixon's getting ready to check in for the Lady Zizzers. And Allie Hosapple underneath, and she was all alone underneath, but had it knocked out of her hands at the last second. Brunson's going to come out with Dixon in and look for Coach Womack to start bringing in his bench players and letting his starters have a break here in the ball game. Harden will bring it up for Aurora. Gives it up to Jurachik. That's going to be Shu and knocked away by Judd. Coming the other way, Ashton Judd. She'll stop, pulls up, shot up off the backboard and good. And now it's a 41-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Harden with it and timeout. Aurora. Minute 39 to go, third quarter. And the Lady Zizzers lead at 56-15. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Have you seen the battery-powered steel tools at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply? They're a great Christmas present, and right now you can give the gift of more power. Buy any qualifying AK or AP battery set, which includes tool, battery, and charger, and get a second matching battery one half off. Chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, hedge trimmers, even battery-operated lawnmowers. Battery-powered, made by steel. Get yours at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Wiser Jim. Lady Zizzers with the lead, 56-15. Aurora with the basketball, stolen away by Cass Cunningham. Up the floor, Dixon on the layup. It's no good, but she's fouled. Kaylee Dixon going to the free throw line to shoot two. And Martinez picks up her second foul. 13 foul. On Aurora, and Kaylee Dixon, the freshman, to the free throw line to shoot two. And the first one is no good, left it short. Kaylee's not having a good ball game today, folks. Shots have been just a little short. Here comes the second free throw, and she gets that one. So Kaylee Dixon's got her first point of the ball game. By the way, Ashton Judd has come out of the ball game. We probably won't see Ashton anymore. And she's got 18 points in the ball game. And it'll be Martinez with the rebound, and there's a blocking foul on Drew Harris. So Drew Harris gets called for the blocking foul, her first. Second team foul on Lady Zizzers, and I believe Drew was standing there. She was set, but Martinez will shoot the free throw, and it's good. Martinez, her first point of the afternoon. It's still a 41-point lead with a minute four to go, third quarter, so we will have the turbo clock in the fourth quarter. And it's out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. So Harlan, Cunningham, Dixon, Hozapple, and Harris in for the Lady Zizzers. And you got to believe that in the fourth quarter, Harlan and Cunningham and Hozapple will come out of the ball game, and it'll be all second string. Hozapple underneath, back door, and it's good. Allie Hozapple, she's got 14 in the ball game. Up the floor, Martinez on the right wing. Martinez, and it's stolen away by Dixon. Gets it up to Harris. Loose basketball picked up now by Cunningham. Up the floor, and Dixon. It's going to be thrown back in by Aurora, but Cunningham runs down the loose basketball. She'll pull it out. 17 seconds to go, third quarter. Cunningham gives it to Harlan, down to 13 seconds. Lady Zizzers lead it 59-16, 8 seconds to go, third quarter. Bree Harlan up top. She's going to drive, kicks it out. Dixon's going to shoot from the left wing. It's good for three. Kaylee Dixon with the ONC Olympic Clinic, the West Plains three-pointer. And the Lady Zizzers lead it 62-16. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Need a tow? Stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear. J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even Thayer and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. Myself, along with Dr. Rawls and McConnell, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedic. See us at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Hey, welcome back to Wiser Gym on the campus of Drury University. Lady Zizzers, as we start the fourth quarter, they lead it by the score of 62-16, make it 64-16. Feta Collins just scored a basket. Lady Zizzers outscored Aurora 26-1 in the third quarter to open this thing up. Turbo clock is on now. And we've got, Kaylee Dixon, Megan McCracken, Drew Harris, Jade Berry, and Betty Collins all in for the Lady Zizzers here. And it'll be Aurora ball under their basket, throwing it in. That'll be Jurachik. Gets it on the baseline. That'll be Jurachik underneath, and she scores, and she's going to get fouled. So Jurachik gets her first points of the basket basketball game. And the foul. Betta Collins picks up her first. Third team foul on Lady Zizzers. And Jurachik on the free throw is no good. And Collins comes out of the pack with the basketball on the rebound. And now we've got a foul on Aurora. That will be the fourth team foul on Aurora. And let's see who's going to get... Foul's going to go on, and that's Harden's third foul. Sandoval comes in. Harden will come out. And the clock continues to run. McCracken will bring it up for the Lady Zizzers. Left side, that'll be Berry. Dixon down on the baseline. Goes up to Harris. Up top, Petty Collins. Collins with the basketball. Gives it back to Dixon on the left wing. Dixon in the lane, little runner is up and good. Kaylee Dixon, she's got six in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead it 66-18, 5:50 to go in the ball game. Creasy with it on the right wing. Martinez on the baseline. And that's a travel on Martinez. And now coming into the ball game, Zoe Williams. The freshman comes in. Drew Harris will have a seat. So Zoe Williams, and that's it. Everybody has played now for the Lady Zizzers. McCracken will bring it up. Williams down in the right corner. Gives it to Collins up top to Dixon. Left wing to McCracken. Down the left corner is Williams. Zoe dribbles up top. Gives it to Berry. Berry with the basketball, and she traveled with it. Shuffled her feet before she dribbled. 5 minutes to go in the ball game. 66-18. Lady Zizzers with the lead. They will play Willard tomorrow morning at 9:30. At the O'Reilly Event Center in second round action of winner's bracket play in the pink division of the pink and white tournament. Creasy with the basketball. Down in the corner, shot is up and no good that time by Hsu. Berry with the rebound. McCracken will bring it up. She'll slow it down now, bring it across the timeline. It's going to be Dixon on the left wing. Up top to Berry. Now they'll go Williams down in the right corner to McCracken. Back to Dixon. Dixon trying to drive inside. Shot up. No good. Out of bounds. And it's going to be Lady Zizzer basketball. And Montgomery checks in now for Aurora. And Petty Collins will throw it in up top. McCracken, loose basketball picked up by Martinez. Martinez back. She'll drive. Missed the shot. Collins with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers up the floor. Jade Berry with it. Berry gives it back to Collins. Up top, they'll go to Williams. Dixon will shoot the three from the wing. It's no good. And I believe Zoe Williams might get called for the foul. Let's check and see here. Yep, Zoe Williams is going to pick up the foul, her first. fourth team foul. Now Drew Harris will come in, and Kaylee Dixon's going to get a break in the basketball game. 3:20 to go as the turbo clock continues to run. Lady Zizzers have this one in hand. Martinez across the timeline for Aurora. Inside Sandoval, shot up, no good. Barry battling for it. Collins comes out of the pack with the basketball. She'll bring it up the floor. Ada Collins will back it out now, go up top to McCracken. Drew Harris down on the left baseline, shot up, no good. She's going to get fouled. Drew's going to the free throw line to shoot two. And Creasy just picked up her first foul. 15 foul on Aurora. Drew Harris to shoot two for the Lady Zizzards. And missed the first one. 2.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. Lady Zizzards up 66-18. Second free throw from Drew Harris is good. Drew's got 4 points in the ball game. And right now it's a 49-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. And it'll be Juracic with the basketball, left side, down the baseline. Looking, finally gets it out. Creasy's going to shoot from the wing. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Williams. And Megan McCracken will bring it up the floor. 1:50 to go in the ball game. McCracken kicks it out to Williams. She's going to shoot three from the wing. It's no good. Rebound underneath. Ada Collins, she's going the free throw line to shoot two. And let's see. Juracic just picked up her third foul, sixth team foul. Petty Collins shooting two, and she makes the first one. So Collins now with 3 points in the ball game. It's now a 50-point lead. Still 50, and the foul going to be called on Jade Berry. Over the back, that's the first on Berry. 15 foul on Lady Zizzers. 1 minute to go in the ball game. 68-18, Lady Zizzers with the lead over Aurora. Coming back into the ball game will be Birch, and Juracic will come out of the ball game for Aurora. 52 seconds. Martinez will bring it up across the timeline for Aurora. Creasy up top to Birch now. They'll try to go inside. Petty Collins with the steal. Collins will bring the ball up the floor. Kicks it to Drew Harris. Harris back up top to Collins. McCracken, and she travel with the basketball. 27 seconds. Stay tuned. We'll have your Shelter Insurance and direct from the West Plains postgame show coming up in about 15 seconds. Folks, Aurora with the basketball. It's going to be stolen away by Drew Harris. Gives it to Barry, up to McCracken. 8 seconds to go. Lady Zizzers going to win this one 68-18. McCracken with 3 seconds. Williams, Barry's going to shoot from the baseline. It's no good. 68-18. Lady Zizzers with the victory over Aurora. We'll take a break, and we will come back in 60 seconds with your Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, the West Plains Post Game Show. You're listening, Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember, I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool, too. I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the Wiser Gym on the campus of Drury University. Lady Zizzers with the win, 68-18 over the Aurora Lady Hounds. For the Lady Zizzers leading the way here this afternoon, or I should say this morning, 18 points for Ashton Judd. She had 13 of those alone in the third quarter. 14 points for Allie Hoseapple, 9 points for Bree Harlan, 7 for Mackenzie Brunson, 7 points for Cass Cunningham, 6 points for Kaylee Dixon, 4 points for Drew Harris, 3 points for Petta Collins in the ball game. Lady Zizzers led it 17-11 at the end of one. They led it 36-15 at the half. They led it 62-16 at the end of three, and they went at 68-18 over the Aurora Lady Hounds. As you take a look at this, folks, Lady Zizzers, after that first quarter, Lady Zizzers simply just shut down the Aurora Lady Hounds. The Aurora Lady Hounds scored 11 points in the first quarter, and the other three quarters combined, they scored 7. They scored 4 in the second quarter. They scored 1 point in the third quarter, 2 points in the fourth quarter. Lady Zizzers shut down Aurora. They outscored them 32-3 in the second half. So Lady Zizzers go to 8-0 on the season. They will play tomorrow morning, 9:30, over at the O'Reilly Event Center. They'll take on Willard. Willard defeated Catholic 62-50 in the first game. Catholic and Aurora will play tomorrow morning, 9:30, right here at the Wiser Gym for in the Constellation side bracket. So Lady Zizzers facing Willard tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. We'll have the ball game for you right here on 100.9 The Train. All right, we'll take a break here in the Shelter Insurance and Direct Heckman of West Plains post-game show. When we come back in 30 seconds, we'll have the OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains player of the game. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC Orthopedic Surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor is recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back. And the Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance post-game show. Now our OMC Orthopedic Clinic West Plains player of the game. And our player of the game today, we'll have two of them. Ashton Judd with 18 points. Allie Hoseapple scored 14 to lead the Lady Zizzers. They scored 32 of the 68 points for the Lady Zizzers, as they win at 68-18. So Ashton Judd and Allie Hoseapple will be our OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains players of the game. Lady Zizzers win at 68-18. Once again, they'll play at 9:30 tomorrow morning, O'Reilly Event Center on the campus of Drury University against Willard. And that game at 9:30, we'll have it for you right here on 100.9 The Train. I want to thank our sponsors once again for the ball game: West Plains Roofing, Mayfield Auto Repair, the Zizzer's Own Patty Ingles, Anytime Fitness, Negri Plumbing, all of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home West Plains and Harrison, Parkway Beauty Academy, J&J Recovery and Towing, Hard the Ozarks Medical Equipment, Toyota, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, ONC Orthopedic Clinic, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, and Don's Auto Service, all of West Plains, and Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Your boosters for the ball game today: Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer; Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn of West Plains; Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman of West Plains and Thayer; Brown Furniture Appliance, Knockout Tanning and Salon, Coon Construction, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, and Ozark Awards, all of West Plains. I want to thank Sheila back in the studio for doing a fine job for us today. I'm Ramblin' Rick. Hope you've enjoyed Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.